per hour. Barometer is at 30.07. There's been no precipitation today. 68 was the midnight reading. Right now it is 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at 6 o'clock is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan. It is 65 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is in Beijing wrapping up a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Sullivan working to keep the lines of communication open between the two powers.
Our aim in every engagement with China is to deliver for the American people.
The relationship between China and the U.S. has become increasingly tense, with manufacturing and trade some of the big issues. Boar's Head deli meat linked to a deadly listeria outbreak nationwide. 9 people have died. Others in 18 states are sick.
57 people have now been hospitalized, and the CDC warns customers may still have the tainted meat in their fridge. The long shelf life for certain products like bacon and salami means some recalled meats have best buy dates through October.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. United flight attendants voting almost unanimously to go on strike over low pay and risky work conditions. Despite United profits up more than 20%, United says talks are ongoing and they're eager to reach an agreement. This is ABC News. The Israeli army says it's killed 5 more militants in operations in the West Bank. The IDF says one of those killed was an Islamic Jihad commander. All 5 died in a shootout with Israeli soldiers after the militants hit out in a mosque. Water troubles at the Grand Canyon.
After 4 main waterline breaks to the line that supplies water from the Grand Canyon for use in the park, now severe water restrictions are going into place. Grand Canyon National Park announcing visitors won't be able to stay overnight in hotels in the park through at least Labor Day, as hotels are booked to capacity. Effective Thursday, all park concessions will halt overnight stays. Only dry camping will be allowed, and no fires will be allowed on the South Rim and inner canyon areas of the park. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And go ahead, sleep in if you can this weekend. It's good for your health. A new study suggests getting some extra sleep could reduce your risk of heart disease by some 20%. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Richland Center High School volleyball team went 4-0 on the day yesterday as they opened up the season at the Omni Center in Onalaska. They'll play day number 2 later on this morning against host Onalaska. The Brewers, with a win last night, Freddie Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings. William Contreras capped a 5-run fifth with a 2-run home run, and the Brewers hung on to beat the Giants 5-3. Peralta allowed only 1 hit and 2 walks through 5 innings. The Giants threatened in the 6th before Peralta struck out a bad and let out a scream as he walked from the mound. Peralta finished with 8 strikeouts. San Francisco lefty Kyle Harrison allowed a one-out single in the first inning and then retired 11 of the next 12 batters before the Brewers broke through in the 5th inning. Milwaukee with the victory last night, and they'll play again today. It's daytime matinee, and Aaron Civale will be on the mound for Milwaukee today. In other action, the Cubs continue to score some runs this week. 14-10 over Pittsburgh last night. St. Louis 4-3 over San Diego. Colorado 8, Miami 2. Arizona 8-5 over the Mets. In the American League, Cleveland 7, Kansas City 5. Seattle 6-2 over Tampa Bay. Texas 3, the White Sox 1. Boston 3, Toronto nothing. Texas 4-3 over the White Sox. Detroit 3, and the Angels 2. From interleague play, Houston 10-0 over Philadelphia. Oakland with a 9-6 victory against Cincinnati. Washington 5, the Yankees 2. Atlanta 5-1 over Minnesota. And the Dodgers got a win against Baltimore 6-4. From the WNBA, Indiana was a winner over Connecticut by a score of 84-80, and Washington beat Chicago 74-70.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
A high in the low 80s today. Humid conditions, a slight chance of a thunderstorm later on this afternoon. Tonight, muggy, showers and thunderstorms likely late, a low of 68. Friday, a small chance of showers early, then gradually decreasing clouds and turning less humid, a high of 80. For the weekend, Saturday 83 and Sunday and Monday 73 both days. In Richland Center, the temperature at midnight was 68, and we're down to a new overnight low. It is 64 degrees.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
From a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone.
John Party and Last Night Lonely on WRCO Radio. Good morning. Phil Nee with you this morning as we get ready with a lot of vim and vigor for cooler temperatures today. Nice night last night. Really good sleeping weather. Actually, too good sleeping weather. Hitting that sleep snooze this morning seems kind of inviting, but you just will get up, right?
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got my side. side too. So I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word, stay home 'cause he wanted to. Taking time to turn around, so I'ma take the high road, even though we both know I could run him out of this town. That's just dirty laundry, I don't need to wear the truth. So I ain't gonna tell you everything he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't.
down memory lane with Old Dominion here on WRCO Country and Community. It is 6:15.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you. Three AKC registered short hair pointer puppies, 9 weeks old, all liver color in Highland, Wisconsin, can go home now. Great with children and other dogs, Dad is a great pheasant hunter. For $800, call 608-739-2950 for more information.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More today. Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel today.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Sit down and trade a couple country songs for Kentucky bourbon. Little old gal in the middle of the night, learning how to love and learning how to fight, and learning how to like my brand of hurt. Hell, there's hell everywhere I go. I'm just sticking with the devil I know.
I'm Hell, there's hell everywhere I go. I'm just sticking with the devil I love. I love somebody everybody loves, and he's in love with my messed up. Most folks can't see my soul through the smoke. And we're suitcase marks on a hardwood floor, flipping the bird, slamming the door, and peeling out and turning round and coming home. I rode, and better choices than I chose. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. With the devil I know.
Ashley McBride on WRCO. Good morning, 6:22. The good morning time here today. We're at 64. That is so far the overnight low. We remind you the Kickapoo Trap Team will be hosting a Labor Day celebration pancake breakfast Saturday. That starts at 8 in the morning until gone, and that will be held at the Reedstown Advancement Building. So perhaps make that a part of your upcoming weekend. And the Kickapoo Cowboy Church will be going on at 6 o'clock Sunday night at the Old Oak Inn, located in Soldier's Grove. Here is Clint Black.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still I think about the years since I first met you, and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Thank you.
waiting for the bus? Keep a safe distance from the curb. And drivers, always stop for the flashing red lights. Safety first. If your kids are biking to school, make sure they wear helmets and bright clothing. Safety on two wheels is a must. This back-to-school announcement is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, the Richland Locker, and Joan Chevrolet. On WRCO, Country and Community. A look at news, weather, and sports is next.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank and member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
WRCO. Richland Center.
Today's news update at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for a high of 81 with peaks of sunshine, humid, and a slight chance of a thunderstorm late this afternoon. Otherwise, tonight, muggy, showers and thunderstorms likely late, and a low of 68. There are some areas with some fog this morning, so patchy fog, and we're at 64 degrees.
Get ready for our pre-Labor Day sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center. For a limited time, enjoy free delivery and setup within 30 miles on any outdoor furniture purchase. Plus, save $150 when you buy a king or queen mattress along with an adjustable base. Visit us at 172 South Church Street and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone. This is your chance to upgrade your comfort inside and out, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sale ends August 30th, so don't wait.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A judge has upheld a partial veto from Governor Tony Evers that modified school funding. Dane County Judge Stephen Elke ruled Tuesday that the bills Governor Evers used his partial veto on were budget and appropriations bills and thus subject to the partial veto. That means the governor can strike out parts of sentences and string together different plans. In this case, Evers turned a bill that would have increased funding on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction, while also cutting grants for school vouchers and private schools. The judge also ruled that the legislature's Joint Finance Committee still had the right to decide how to distribute the original $50 million in literacy funding. Governor Tony Evers says it will be Secretary of Department of Children and Families Emily Amundson stepping down, leaving the position September 11th. Before being appointed DCF Secretary, Amundson served as Chief of Staff to Evers when he was State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Amundson says she's been fortunate to have worked with Evers for nearly 15 years to make Wisconsin better for kids and families. Deputy Secretary Jeff Pirtle will replace Amundson. Amundson's departure and that of Department of Transportation Secretary Craig Thompson leaves no original members of Evers' cabinet from when he first took office in January of 2019. Wisconsin DOT says to help travelers reach their destinations over Labor Day weekend, it will temporarily pause work on most holiday construction projects across the state. According to AAA, peak travel times are expected between 1 and 7:30 today, 2 to 6 Friday, and 11 until 8 on Monday. Drivers are being asked to pay attention and expect slower traffic, especially in work zones and along major travel corridors. Wisconsin DOT says major construction projects in Columbia, Jefferson, and Monroe counties may still impact weekend travel. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that on Saturday evening at approximately 10:30, a deputy of the Richland County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle due to an equipment violation. After the suspect vehicle came to a stop, the driver exited quickly and began walking around his vehicle. After the deputy gave commands, he returned to the driver's seat of his vehicle. An officer of the Richland Center Police Department arrived on scene and deployed K-9 Teddy. K-9 Teddy alerted to an area near the suspect vehicle and located three baggies containing a white powdery substance that the driver had thrown from the vehicle after exiting. That powdery substance later tested positive for cocaine. The driver, Carlos Suarez Umunasor, was placed under arrest and faces felony and misdemeanor charges. Sheriff Porter would like to remind all that if they wish to report crimes or drug information, they can contact Richland County Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE, that's 647-2583, or submit a tip at p3tips.com. Those utilizing these resources can remain anonymous. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The district's biggest spike, that is, appears to be happening in the district of Northeast Wisconsin. The Fall Mums Sale will be held at the Richland Hospital parking lot today from 7 until 5, and tomorrow that will be from 7 until 3. Here is Michael Hernan with more on that story.
The fall mum sale will have many flowers and plants available to purchase. Here's Cindy Chicker on the sale and where the proceeds will go.
Really like you to come over to the hospital parking lot on the 29th and 30th of August and do some flower shopping there and help us support students of any age who are looking at going into health careers, because that is what our scholarships do provide. We'll be open from 7 until 5 actually on the 29th, and from 7 until 3 on the 30th, right there in the parking lot.
Chicker invites you to come shop at the sale.
Mums and grasses, and there will be other types of flowers there available as well.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Area residents were generous and gave the gift of life Tuesday at Muscadet Community Blood Drive. 76 units of blood was collected, including 10 double red cell donations. Registration volunteers were Geraldine Ardahl, Charlene Sinichka, Tobiah Meyer, and also Malachi Frazier and Kate Frazier. St. John CCW served refreshments and provided homemade baked goods. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive is coming up Tuesday, November 12th from 11:30 until 5:30. Ed Chitwood reports that Milk Into Cheese has raised enough money for 5,000 pounds of milk, which will make 500 pounds of cheese. 25,000 pounds of milk is the goal for Milk Into Cheese. That's what they're aiming for as they look at that deadline coming up. And that is coming up this weekend, the Labor Day holiday weekend. The WECA has announced that President and CEO Steve Freese has lost his battle with cancer. Freese, who served in the Wisconsin State Assembly for 16 years, passed away at his home in Hazel Green Wednesday morning with his family by his side. He was 64. Born March 16th of 1960 in Dubuque, Freese grew up on his family's farm in Hazel Green and earned a degree in political science from UW-Platteville. He emerged as a leader early on, championing the rural Wisconsin issues. He served in the Jamestown Town Board and Grant County Board of Directors before he was elected to serve in the Wisconsin State Assembly, where he represented the 51st District from 1991 until 2007. The funeral for Steve Freese is going to be held September 6th and 7th. Arrangements are being handled by the Haudenschild Funeral Home and Crematory in Cuba City.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
The apples are plentiful at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring Honeycrisp, along with Paula Red, Rave, and more varieties perfect for cooking or eating. Don't miss the fresh apple cider donuts, caramel apples, and bakery items like take-and-bake pies, and fall mums, absolutely gorgeous. Open from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Visit Oakwood Fruit Farm just south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fresh is always in season. Like them on Facebook and check the website.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 80s. Humid conditions, a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. For tonight, muggy, showers and thunderstorms likely late, a low of 68. Friday, a small chance of showers early, then gradually decreasing clouds and turning less humid, a high of 80. Saturday, mostly sunny and warm, and a high of 83. Beautiful weekend weather, 73 for both Sunday and Labor Day Monday. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 88. We were at 68 at midnight, and right now we're at our overnight low. It is 64 degrees.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
English Prairie Distilling is located in Uptown Muscadet at 124 North Wisconsin Avenue. They are creating and procuring a unique blend of craft spirits that reflect the Driftless region and the people in it. Our tasting room is a testament to craft cocktails. Our mixologists have a stable of amazing standard drinks, and every week we offer unique mixtures that will have you saying, "I'd like another." If you're looking for a special night out for your birthday, anniversary, special guest, gatherings, or you're just touring the Driftless area, you found your spot. Come to English Prairie Distilling Company in Muscadet and be ready for a treat.
This is Sports Time, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at high school sports, some scheduled events, some that went on yesterday. And the Brewers pick off a nice win against the Giants.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Richland Center High School volleyball team had a successful day on Wednesday when they opened the season at the Omni Center in Onalaska. The Hornet girls went 4-0 on the first day. They defeated Bangor 25-11, 25-16, Cumberland 25-18, 25-15, Westby 25-20, 25-22, and Boscobel 25-12 and 25-11. Coach Jamie Johnson's team will face Onalaska today, and they are also 4-0 after the first day. The match will determine who plays in the final four of that tournament going on in Onalaska this week. High school boys soccer tonight. The Richland Center soccer team opens its season at Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. Wisconsin Heights High School starting at 6 o'clock this evening. Arcadia plays at Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca. Cooley Christian Providence is at Adams Friendship this evening. Dodgeville Mineral Point travels to Monroe and Platteville Lancaster at Evansville. High school football, many games around the Madison area tonight. Waterford plays at Middleton. Also, it will be Marshall at Lake Mills and Monona Grove at Madison La Follette. Richland Center will have its home opener tomorrow night after an opening win at Toma. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell talking about last Friday's game.
You know, I mean, these kids have bought in. They've done a heck of a job with their offseason commitment. You know, and so to get that win, you know, against a Division III team, especially a Division III team that's on a watch list, you know, for the state, just gives confirmation that what we're doing, what we're asking these kids to do for us, you know, is just, it's working and it's working well. And we're just going to use that positive momentum as we go into, you know, week two.
The Hornets will be playing host to Potosi Cassville tomorrow night. Freddie Peralta gave the Brewers the type of start they needed in Wednesday's 5-3 win over the Giants. Peralta blanked the Giants for six innings and got the win after his teammates rallied for five runs in the fifth. William Contreras pounded his 18th home run, and he and Blake Perkins both drove in two runs. Devin Williams slammed the door in the ninth inning for his sixth save. Here is Freddie Peralta.
I don't think that I haven't lost the confidence in the whole season, but you know, sometimes things go like not your way. I told you guys before that I knew at some point I'm gonna feel good, like, you know, everything was going to work again, and I think that I've been seeing that a little bit now. You just keep it that way. Working hard is what I've been doing.
Aaron Civale will start the rubber game of the three-game series coming up this afternoon. The Cubs with a win against Pittsburgh 14-10 last night, and the Cardinals top San Diego, final score of 4-3. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur will be counting on a rookie kicker for a second straight season. Hours after last year's rookie Anders Carlson was cut, veteran Greg Joseph followed him out the door. For now, Braden Narveson will do the kicking. Green Bay claimed him from the Tennessee Titans. Narveson put on an impressive performance during training camp. He connected on 6 of 7 field goal attempts during the preseason, including a 59-yarder. The kicking game failed LaFleur more than once last year. He has to hope this move might fix the problem. That's an update on sports for Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear, and always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
100.9 WRCO.
Maybe we should relapse, drink us one or two or three jigs, going back. Baby, I ain't talking rehab, I'm talking when we here, when you were mine. Live that look in your eye, I've been dressing you in my head, my bed. Ain't had no one on your side yet, I'd wreck. Midnight in the morning with you, ain't nobody gets you like I do. So maybe we should call each other, blame.
Come off to
off work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk. I don't need no shrink. I don't need to dance or hear what you think.
WRCO, good morning. Hey, it's a good day in southwest Wisconsin, right? And the fog is settling in. It's almost reminiscent of yesterday because there really wasn't much out there at all. I thought, oh, it's going to be a nice clear morning for the commute. And all of a sudden, there it is, kind of sinking in the hills. Today is Thoughtful Thursday, a time to be mindful of others at home, work, and in the public, and realize that they may have thoughts, concerns, and needs that we haven't been aware of. It is a day to try to be more aware of their feelings, to be more considerate and thoughtful. Today is a part of Be Kind to Humankind Week this week.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
Don't miss the Super Summer Pop-Up Sales happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Stop in often, new items added daily. Shop smart, where your donations are appreciated and your purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. See you there! Elevate your fitness journey with SUPS, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the SUPS difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More today. Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel today. Good morning, friends and neighbors. Our news update from ABC is coming up next. On WRCL, here is a 8-track flashback. This is Cal Smith.
Walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hard and knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. So long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin.